Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
This week, we're bringing our Connects reporting project to Tacoma. Like many port cities on the West Coast, Tacoma is rethinking its relationship to the water, cleaning up decades of pollution to create an environment that's healthy for marine life and inviting for people. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe recently went out on the water with two people who are focused on the health of Commencement Bay.
I'm here on the Bay Patrol. We've just done a tour of the Foss Waterway. We've gone through Commencement Bay, past lots of industry, a paper mill, seafood processing ships from Trident Seafood, and we've arrived at a marina that's owned by the Puyallup tribe. On the boat with me here is Melissa Malott, the executive director of Citizens for a Healthy Bay. So your mission now is to engage people in the cleanup and restoration of Commencement Bay. Generally speaking, how is it going?
There's been a lot of success, and there's still a lot of work to do. So the city, the state, federal government, and industry, community groups, everyone has come together to clean up 7 of the 8 nationally significant contaminated sites and over 100 of the smaller contaminated sites. We now have over 108 species of fish in the Foss Waterway. We have whales coming by regularly, dolphins coming by regularly. We actually recently had a girls' camp, and we were tide pooling in the Foss Waterway and found oysters, which is a sign that the water's come a long way and is much cleaner. So there's a lot of really exciting news, but we also know that there's still challenges ahead. We know that stormwater runoff from industrial spots across the tide flats put salmon at risk, and climate change is impacting our waters already. So we have to clean up these waters and protect them so that they can be resilient to the challenges that climate change is bringing.
So also here on board with us is David Bean. He is chairman of the Puyallup Indian Tribe. Commencement Bay, how central is it to the Puyallup culture?
Well, I'd say it's an incredible important part of our culture because we are connected to the salmon. You know, our creation stories connect us to the salmon. Our responsibility when they come back every year is to welcome these honored guests to celebrate them and tell these stories. So Commencement Bay is important because, you know, we were connected to the water. We survived off the land and the water.
Tell us about how you grew up here on the water.
As a child, that was right on the in the early 70s, was right on the heels of some major fishing wars. Natives, the Puyallup tribe, Nisqually tribe, Muckleshoot, were relatives from all directions. They were fighting for the right to fish. I witnessed battles. As a child at 7 years old, my mom was pregnant with my younger brother. And right here in the tide flats, they landed some fish, and the Fish and Wildlife agents were trying to take that. Here's my mom fighting the game agents for that fish. So that's what I witnessed growing up. Now, as an adult, I'm a geoduck harvester. I've been diving now for 22 years.
The cleanup has come a long way, we hear. Do you see that too?
Yes, it has come a long way. You know, as a child, you know, you hear about the aroma of Tacoma. Now, as an adult, you don't smell that. The bay water, the salt water, that's what I smell when I come out here. And I enjoy coming on the water. I enjoy paddling in the water. I enjoy diving. And so we still have a long ways to go because the habitat is still very delicate, and we're experiencing a dwindling salmon population, a dwindling shellfish population.
And Melissa, one of the comments that you recently submitted to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, about the cleanup here was concern about the fact that fish here still, many of them are contaminated, the bottom fish, and are not safe to eat.
The way contamination works is it bioaccumulates, so fish might have it, but if a person who eats several fish is going to have that much more contamination within them, and that can cause a lot of serious health problems. So we'll see people on the dock in front of our office who are subsistence fishing. They're living off of the protein. They depend on the protein from the fish that they catch in the Foss Waterway, and that means that they're getting extra high doses of the contaminants that are in those fish. So we need to have more protective standards about fish consumption and how much toxins we are okay with having in fish. It should be a much lower amount.
Your list of sites all around Commencement Bay and the Tide Flats Superfund site that you say need monitoring and that the EPA really needs to keep an eye on is a very long list. Is there one in particular that stands out as an example?
Actually, we're sitting across the waterway from the last Superfund site to be cleaned up. This is the Occidental Chemical site. This was run by Hooker Chemical Company that made dry cleaning fluids, and they dumped 2 million pounds of dry cleaning chemicals into the ground. That plume of pollution is as deep as the Seahawks Stadium is tall. It's highly toxic and very corrosive. If there was an earthquake or something, a lot of that would get released into the water and into the air, and it would pose a massive risk to aquatic creatures and to people. And we are over a decade after the Foss Waterway cleanup was finished. It has been over 30 years since the Superfund law has passed, and the cleanup still hasn't begun.
In your ideal world, what would be different in 5 or 10 years if you could just flip a magic switch and change something?
If I could flip a magic switch and change things, I would bring all the salmon back. I remember fishing with my parents, and we caught so much fish that we had to call folks to bring their skiffs over. And I remember one, we overflowed that skiff so much to one side, it flipped over and we lost one skiff load of salmon, but we still had three. So if I could turn back the time, wave that magic wand, I would bring the fish back.
If I could flip a switch, it would be to the future where we are much more serious about sustainability and clean technology combined with solutions, like climate solutions. So we know that seagrasses absorb an enormous amount of CO2 out of the water, which is really important for deacidifying the water and for creating oxygen and healthy ecosystems for both us and the creatures. And so I would flip the switch towards the future where we have more restoration and clean technology.
Melissa Malott, Executive Director of Citizens for a Healthy Bay, and David Z. Bean, Chairman of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. Thank you both so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
You can learn more about the work to clean up Commencement Bay at our website. That's also where you can find all of the stories we've brought you this week as KNKX connects to Tacoma. Just go to knkx.org/connects.